Oil prices have been low for some time because of a glut in oil global markets, around $44 a barrel today, up from a low of $27 a barrel earlier this year. But that glut may be ending. The International Energy Agency predicting today that global production of crude will fall behind demand by almost a million barrels a day. Joining us now is business journalist Ali Velshi. He's in New York. Hi, Ali.
Hello, Jeremy.
So what's behind this news that this glut of crude oil on the markets may be ending?
Well, what's happening is, the buyer for most crude oil are refineries that refine it into a usable product. And what we're seeing is the refineries have increased their buying and processing. They're all running at capacity, which is an unusual way of determining that demand must be up, because refiners wouldn't be refining oil into petroleum and diesel and other things like that if buyers weren't buying it. So there's a combination of demand going up and non-OPEC production, like from Mexico and Canada and the United States, going down, and that's leveled out supply a little bit.
So we talked about the price. It's $44 a barrel-ish right now. That's higher than the $27 low. It was more than $100 a barrel in June of 2014 and more than $150 a barrel back in 2008, right before the financial crisis. What can we expect to happen to prices in the coming months?
Well, you'd normally think with output low and or lower and demand higher, you'd see that price go up. But there's an interesting thing that happened when oil prices got as low as they did in the 20s and 30s, and refineries didn't want that oil, people started storing it. There are tankers out in the ocean right now just sitting there with oil. Now the refineries are taking that oil. So they are moving the glut out of storage and making that into gasoline. So as a result, you're not seeing a call for more oil to be pumped, and that's why you're not going to see an immediate increase in the price of oil, or at least a commensurate increase in the price of oil, probably for some months. It may be after September, once that glut has been cleared out, that you start to see an increase in the price of oil, assuming everybody doesn't start producing more.
And do you expect everybody, including North American producers, to start producing more?
Well, that's not what the U.S. government predicts. They feel that structurally Mexico, Canada, and the United States have become accustomed to these lower rates. You know, until oil gets to about $57 a barrel, it's not worth fracking, for instance. It costs you too much money. So we're not going to see a ramp up until we look like we are sustaining oil at $60 a barrel or more, in which case other producers will get in on the game and then probably stabilize the prices.
So I don't know about you, but I have never bought a barrel of oil, but I do buy gasoline. So what does this mean for gas prices?
Well, for now, gas prices are going to largely work on normal demand. Refineries in the United States are producing as much gasoline as they've ever produced. As you know, we're in the summer driving season, so demand is high. For the moment, they don't look to be any reason for spikes or drops in the price of oil. I think we're looking for about 3 months of steady.
And what about the stock market? Because we have noticed that as oil prices have gone up and down, it has impacted what's happening on Wall Street.
Yeah, look, Wall Street's got a whole bunch of things going on. The stock market's actually doing relatively well. What Wall Street worries about with oil prices is that oil drops in price or spikes can sometimes cause economic effects. As long as there's stability for a while, you're not going to see this play out in stock markets in any meaningful way.
Okay, another global energy story I want to ask you about. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met this week for the first time since Turkish jets shot down a Russian warplane in November, and they're promising to move forward with some energy projects. Tell us about that.
So the world has changed a lot since Turkey shot that jet down. That was over tensions with Syria. All of a sudden, two things have happened. One is Russia doesn't have Ukraine available to build new pipelines. Russia supplies a great deal of Europe's gas. Turkey, below the Black Sea, is the other logical option. So they want to build a pipeline through Turkey to get to Europe. Turkey has had this coup. They've had a real crackdown on free speech and politics and things like that. Europe is cracking down on Turkey, so Turkey needs a good friend. But the concept of a NATO country, Turkey is a NATO country, chumming up with the biggest threat to NATO at the moment, which is Russia, is very worrisome to Europe. But Turkey gets a lot of its energy from its neighbor Russia, and they're trying to mend fences.
It's also worrisome to Azerbaijan, isn't it?
That's right, because they would like Europe to get their natural gas in particular through them, and they'd like to be the transit point. So Turkey and Russia stabilizing their own relations is proving destabilizing to a number of countries in the region around where Asia and Europe meet.
Is it likely that this is going to impact oil markets around the world? What's happening with the pipeline?
Well, no, because it's not even clear the pipeline will get built. This sounds like the two of them expressing a desire to get it done. This does seem to be a little more political than it's anything else. It's the idea that Turkey shot a Russian jet down, so they've got to look like they're making peace. They want to start talking about greater energy partnerships. It's par for the course of the way Russia has been doing business since Ukraine. So I don't think anybody needs to get too worried about it yet, but NATO's got to keep a good eye on this and maybe have a sit down with Turkey and say, look, are you with us or you're not with us?
That's business journalist Ali Velshi. Ali, thanks so much as always.
Always, Jeremy.